on. He had tried it all. Skills, physical and mental. Every new technology. Mikhail had filled his life with art and philosophy, with work and science. He knew every healing herb and every poison root. He knew the weapons of man and had learned to become a weapon himself. He remained alone. His people were a dying species, and he had failed them. As their leader, he had been committed to finding a way to save those he looked after. Too many of the males were turning, giving their souls to become the undead in desperation. After 200 years, the males of his species lost the ability to see in color, to feel. They relied solely on will, integrity, and memory to keep them honorable. The temptation to kill while feeding was an ever-present danger for his kind. For those few precious moments, when they fed, if they killed, they would feel the rush, a hot flashing through the body, enveloping the brain, taking over the mind so they could relive it again and again. It was called Arwa Avromet, Eshyelamet, Yuulua, Huvemet, Kufe Aj, Eshkadet, I Naok. Literally, to give one's soul, honor, and salvation, and get pleasure that ends and darkness forever. All Carpathians recognize the trading of soul, honor, and salvation for momentary pleasure and endless damnation. There were no women to continue their species, to bring them back from the darkness in which they dwelled. Female children had been few and far between. And then women began losing babies before their birth time. He should have seen the decline, found a way to prevent it. Without women, without children, they had no hope of continuing. The males were essentially predators, the darkness growing and spreading in them until they had no emotion, nothing but the dark in a gray, cold world. For each, it was necessary to find his missing half, the life mate that would bring him forever into the light. With no women and no children, life mates were a thing of the past, and the males turned more and more to Shielet, Arwa Avromet, Eshyelamet, Yuulua, Huvemet, Ku Feaj, Eshkadet, I Naok. Trading soul, honor, and salvation for momentary pleasure and endless damnation. Grief overwhelmed him, consumed him. He lifted his head and roared out his pain like the wounded animal he was. He could no longer bear to be alone. Yet how could he feel pain or grief? Why, in the last few hours, had he felt such complete despair when he couldn't feel? Was he finally losing his mind, along with all hope? The trouble is not really in being alone. It's being lonely. One can be lonely in the midst of a crowd, don't you think? Mikhail became still, only his soulless eyes moving warily, a dangerous predator scenting danger. He inhaled deeply, closing his mind instantly, while all senses flared out to locate the intruder. He was alone. He couldn't be wrong. He was the oldest, the most powerful, the most cunning. No one could penetrate his safeguards. No one could approach him without his knowledge. Curious. He replayed the words, listened to the voice. Female, young, matter of fact, highly intelligent. He allowed his mind to open slightly, testing paths, looking for mental footprints. I have found it to be so, he agreed. He realized he was holding his breath, needing the contact. A human. Who gave a damn? Something.